Before we start, put your phone on don't disturb mode. This is quality me time, and you're not going to be entertaining interruptions during this session. I want you to find a peaceful space where you can relax and no one will disturb you. You can do this sitting up, standing, curled up on your couch, laying on your yoga mat or on your bed. Whatever feels best for you right now. Once you've found your spot for the next, say, 20 to 30 minutes, let's begin. First, notice what's underneath you. Notice how your body rests on the chair, or if you're laying on your bed or on the floor. Become aware of the parts of you touching the surface that's supporting your weight. Is it hard, soft, yielding, or firm? Just notice. Feel the temperature of the air on your skin. Is it warm? Is it a bit cool? Is it just perfect? Just take it in as it is. It's all information, nothing more and nothing less. Without moving your head, let your gaze move around. Let it rest on a few simple things, like a specific object, the way the light touches something, a shadow, a corner of the room. If you want, you can close your eyes, but you don't have to. It's just a suggestion. Become aware of the muscles of your jaw? Are they tense or relaxed? Become aware of your tongue. Is it pressing against the roof of your mouth? Or is it relaxed? Notice the muscles around your eyes. Become aware of your cheeks, of your neck, your shoulders. Are they carrying any tension? If they are, find the spot that carries the most tension and stay there with it just for a moment. Not to fix anything, not to force a release, just to let that tension know that it's not alone. Place one hand on your chest and the other one on your lower belly. It's just a tactile way to let your body know I'm here with you. I'm paying attention. Now, shift your focus to your breathing. Air coming in. Air going out. Air coming in. Air going out. Notice how your rib cage expands on your inhales, and how your shoulders drop a little on exhales. Air coming in, rib cage expands. Air going out, shoulders drop. Today, you read the first day's chapter, and then you answered some prompts. I want you to think back to the first prompt in the journal, the one that goes, what trait have you been celebrated for that wasn't really you? If that question threw you off, like you sat there thinking, I have no idea, that's completely okay. A lot of people freeze on that question. So, let me make it easier for you. Think of it like this. What were you known for as a kid or as a teenager? The thing people kept pointing out about you. The role you somehow ended up playing. You know, the one everyone seemed to expect from you, even if it wasn't actually you. Maybe you were the responsible one, or the strong one, or the funny one, the dramatic one. Maybe you were the smart one. Maybe it was a sentence that you heard more than once. Something like, you're so mature for your age. Or, you're so sensitive. Or, you're so helpful. These all sound nice, don't they? But sometimes, they're just ways of saying, you make things easier for us, while it costs you a lot to maintain that image. A trait, that's just something you adapted into. Maybe because it kept the peace, or it kept you safe, or it kept the adults off your back. So, if nothing came when you were writing earlier, something does come to mind now, doesn't it? What was that trait for you? Whatever comes up first, go with that. Soon, I'm gonna ask you to say that trait out loud. Twice. And when you do, just blurt it out. No explaining in your mind. No defending it. No analyzing. You can whisper it. You can say it in your normal voice. Or you can say it loudly. Whatever feels right for you. Oh, one more thing. The second time you say it, I want you to pay attention to where you feel those words in your body. Said in another way, what I'm asking for you to notice is there somewhere inside of you where you feel those words resonate more than anywhere else? Don't go hunting for a sensation. Just notice what comes up for you. Okay, are you ready? Name the trait, the image that you were known for out loud. Now, you said it. Was there a physical reaction to these words sitting in your chest? A physical reaction of any kind in your throat? Around your eyes? Did you notice if your hands got fidgety? Are you clenching your teeth or biting your tongue without realizing? If you felt nothing or noticed nothing, then that too is also important information. There is no wrong answer here. You're just noticing. Scan your body right now, just to see if there is something there still reacting. Start at the top of your head. Then feel your face. Your shoulders. Your arms. Your upper chest. Your back. Your waist. Your belly. Your hips. Your crotch, your butt, thighs, ankles, and your feet. I want you to place one hand on the part of your body that reacted to the words when you said them out loud the most. If you're still not sure where, then just place one hand over your heart and the other one on your lower belly. Let your touch be kind. Like the way you would touch a newborn. Like your touch is saying, I'm here. Notice your next inhale. how the air flows into you through your nose, and your rib cage expands. Air going out, and your shoulders drop. Air going in, your rib cage expands. Air going out, in your mind, answer this question. What happens in my body when I name this trait, this image of me others expected me to uphold out loud? Do I feel more open or more tense? Or a little numb, or something else? Does this trait make me want to take up less space, or harden? Does it make me light up, or something else entirely? You don't have to fix or change anything. There is no need for judgment or analysis. You're just checking in. That's it. That's what we're doing here. Checking in with your body and how it reacts when you say this trait out loud. And you've let your body answer in its own way, through sensation. Now, even if it feels a bit strange at first, I'd like you to say to your body, either in a whisper, your normal voice, or loudly, I feel you. I heard you. I saw you. You are letting your body know that you are connecting to what it's communicating, even if it was nothing, even if it was silence, and you accept it. Air going out. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. Wiggle your butt. Become aware of the surface that you're resting on. Open your eyes and let your gaze move around the room again. Let it rest on one thing. Notice how the light touches that object. Can you see its shadow? If there is no light in the room, then just let your gaze wander around from the left to the right. I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. I want you to write down what you just experienced in your journal. There's a lot of space there for everything you noticed and felt. It doesn't have to make any sense. It doesn't have to be deep at all. Just write what actually happened. It might be something like, my breath went shallow and I didn't realize at first. Or, my shoulders pulled in without me meaning to. Or it might sound more like a feeling, like I felt like I just wanted to stop, or I felt a little sad, but I didn't know why, or I felt completely numb. Nothing. Or I had a really hard time focusing on the instructions. My mind kept serving up other thoughts. Maybe it's a memory, an image, maybe it's a color or a sound. There is no right answer. Just write what happened for you as it showed up. The point isn't to explain anything. The point is to let your body know that you're listening. And that's all for today.
The book.